Welcome to the Daily Inspiration, and greetings to you again in Jesus' name. This is Stoli bringing you a Daily Inspiration today from the Word of God. And as we continue to look at the kingdom, I will speak a little bit on a subject that is meaningful to me, and I think it's important for us to consider today. And that is the subject of suffering. You know, we live here in a country where the laws of the land protect us from those who would harm us for our faith. The laws are actually for us. Now, we don't know how long that will last, how long things will stay that way, but for now, we can live in peace and safety for the most part, and quite at ease here. So how do we look at things as far as suffering? How do we look at suffering? What does that mean to us? Is that something that some Christians are called to and others are not? Or what does the Word say about suffering? Sometimes I feel that if we do not need to suffer physical reproach, then perhaps it's, or physical suffering, then it's the suffering of, to suffer reproach. And emotional suffering, or the attack of words. And we see an example of that in the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus had begun his ministry, and he had chosen 12 apostles, and crowds were following him. It said that the multitude came together again so that they could not so much as eat bread. It was such a crowd that they couldn't even eat. And look what it says after that. But when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind. He is out of his mind." I can just imagine how that may have felt with to Jesus, that is his own people, the people that he grew up with. They knew him when he was a boy, and they had known each other. He knew them. They knew who he was. And here he had started this ministry, and now they were saying he is out of his mind. He's not with it. And they went out to lay hold of him. Of course, I don't believe they were successful, but Jesus probably found out what they said. And I'm sure that was painful to have his former friends and his family accuse him of something like that. So as we go into some other scriptures that speak of suffering, we can see in Thessalonians, Paul wrote that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, he starts this way: "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you abounds toward each other, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer." This was these persecutions and tribulations that they endured was evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that they were counted worthy of the kingdom. We're talking about the kingdom here, that they were suffering for that. And we remember in Acts where the apostles rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer. To the Philippians, Paul wrote, "For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for your sake." It was granted to them on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. They were also counted worthy to suffer. How do we look at suffering? Is that something that we may feel that we can avoid or slip out of? I don't mean to imply that we need to run out and seek to find some suffering, but we need to have a proper view of suffering and to see it for what it is. It is for our benefit. I don't think it is not pleasant while we're enduring it, but it is granted to us, to those of us who believe. And we can see in Timothy, Paul mentioned or referred to his own persecutions, and then he follows after with this: "Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." And he uses the word "all." All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. All will suffer who desire to follow Jesus. They will suffer in one form or another, in one way or another. And I think that's important that we have this biblical view of suffering. And let's look at now at what Paul wrote to the Romans regarding this. We have here in chapter 8 of Romans, we have this beautiful chapter of the blessings of being in the faith. This chapter, which starts out with the words, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Dropping down, as skipping all those beautiful verses, and dropping down to verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." A verse that we hear quoted perhaps many times, but the next verse goes right with it. And it says, so let's read it again. "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." Verse 17, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." So here we see this little word, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So let us not fear the word suffer or fear suffering, but rather, if we are called to suffer, let us rejoice in it and be glad. Blessed are those who suffer for righteousness' sake. Perhaps a paraphrase there, but I think the meaning is there. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, which would imply suffering, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And that's this kingdom that we've been speaking about. If we suffer with Christ, we are joint heirs